Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
You have a win.
And it is a beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. Live from Tiger Field on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCSN proudly presents the Reading Colt 45s as they take on the Fresno Athletics. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be. Slight chances of thunderstorms and rain in the forecast, but right now the clouds are appearing up as you're about to get the national anthem played by the Reading Pep Band. Oh, excuse me, Scott Lewis is going to play the national anthem. Well, here we go. We'll get to the ball game in the starting lineup right after this.
Can you see by the dawn's early light? What's so powerful
in
at the twilight's last evening, whose broad stripes and bright stars bring the perilous fight. O'er the rampart we watch, were so gallant.
As the Reading Colt 45s take on the Fresno Athletics as we get a flyover from LAPD helicopters for tonight's game. What a sight it was on Back of the Blue Night. We're going to have some special activities going on here as we're going to have Canine Officer Lito and Officer Tapal to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. As for the Reading Colt 45s, we'll get you started batting first. Will be Drew Kotz batting at the designated hitting spot, and then batting second will be Dusty Vela. Batting third will be Kyle Norton, the Lassen College local in right field, and then batting fourth will be Hunter Reed at first base. Batting fifth will be shortstop Brett Dingus, who had three runs batted in last night. Batting sixth will be center fielder Giacomo Crescetti in center. Batting seventh will be Mason Johnson at third base. Batting eighth will be left fielder Trey Thomas. And then batting ninth will be Mason Cassingham with Spencer Wright on the mound. And so for Spencer Wright, he is a very interesting character, very quiet, and you could call him a bit of a Renaissance man. He studies philosophy at Gwinnett College down in Georgia. And again, we'll get into his backstory as to why he is so quiet. So for the Colt 45s, who come in with now an overall record of 6-1 after winning last night's game by a final score of 8-2, using a six-run, sixth-inning, complemented by three bases-loaded walks, a wild pitch that scored a run, and then a two-run single by Brett Dingus to break the game open. So for the Colt 45s, wearing white with a black logo and then yellow numbers on the front and back, wearing white pants for the Fresno Athletics, wearing bright yellow jerseys with Fresno on the front, a green, white, and yellow stripe around the abdomen, and gray pants. So for tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. At North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. So that's the Blue Knight to honor the first responders in and around Reading. And, of course, playing to the tradition where we have K9 galore. A couple of beautiful Belgian Malinois are going to be helping us out. And so we await Lito and Sapal. And so we'll get to the first pitch coming up for you in just a bit. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Are we back?
Here you go. Here is K9 Lito. There he goes. Here's Lito. There he goes. And he gets him. K9 Lito. Leaving some strong bite marks, the German Shepherd. And so K9 Lito taking a bite out of crime. And so for the Fresno Athletics, looking to dial it in for tonight's game. Trying to avoid the six walks that the Athletics allowed yesterday. And so batting first for them will be Blake DeMaria at center field. And then followed by Roman Rosales batting second. He went 2-for-3 last night with a triple. And then batting third will be Cameron DeMaria at first base. Batting fourth will be designated hitter Cameron Bryant, went 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. And then batting fifth will be Aiden Perry, the second baseman. Batting sixth will be Mike Rios at shortstop. Batting seventh will be third baseman Brandon Dodd. Batting eighth will be Carlos Turk, who will be making his first appearance for the series tonight. And then batting ninth will be right fielder Braden Byram. And so comes the very stoic pitcher out of Richmond, Virginia. That man, Spencer Wright. And so for Wright, he has a very just different background. Very quiet, throws 84 to 85 miles an hour. And he is somebody who hopes to be retired by the time he is 32 and wants to be owning his own island. He is into business. He is studying business finance, wants to run the stock market one day. Says he hopes to be drinking Mai Tais off of an island in Greece, and he is a heavy reader, says that he is currently reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. So that is a nearly 1,500-year-old piece of scripture right there. And he said that he is reading all 10 books, likes to walk around the field barefoot before games. And so, for Wright, the right-hander checking in behind the dish at home plate playing catcher will be UPrep graduate Mason Cassingham at catcher as he throws down. And then over at first base will be Hunter Reed. At second base will be Dusty Vela. And then at third base will be Mason Johnson. Playing short is Brett Dingus, who did a pretty good job defensively last night. And then in left field will be Trey Thomas. In center field, it'll be Giacomo Crosetti from Shasta College, who just batted 295 this past season. And then in right is Kyle Norton as the first pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. First pitch underway at 7:16. So, 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch from Wright. Big overhand. Looked like a fire that broke a little high for ball one. 1-1. Cox looking in. Wright looking in. Gets a swing and miss for strike two. 1-2. Wright. Winds in, fires the 1-2 pitch, slider just a little low for ball two, as we have Steve Livernois behind home plate, and then Dan Boutwell at third base. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed to strike three, and down goes Blake DeMaria, and he is the beer batter. So $1 on beer, and that is a huge break for these fans, especially with this economy. And now here is Roman Rosales. First pitch is a fastball low and in the dirt for ball one. Right. Winds in, fires the 1-0 pitch is grounded up along the first baseline and foul. So again for Rice. Loves mathematics. Loves philosophy. Didn't really have much to say about Virginia. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Just a man who is very, very methodical with how he pitches and approaches life. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Rive. Curveball swung on and fouled away, buzzing by the 6'9" right-handed batter, Cameron DeMaria, who is set to bat third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Hard fastball. Ground up along the first baseline and foul. First base coach tried to one hop it, but slipped in and out of his hands. So, first base coach. 1-2, getting a good look at K-9 Leto, a very healthy and muscular German Shepherd. Took a bite out of crime when he threw out the first pitch. Here's the 1-2. Swung on. That ball is lifted down the third baseline. Foul and out of play. So the third base dugout club. Children's going to go and chase after it. Who's going to win that foot race? We don't know, but players are saying the kids got this. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung. And there's a high drive into right field. Back it goes near the wall. It is gone. Ruben Rosales on a 1-2 fastball. Got something he liked and drove it out of the ballpark. It is 1-0 Fresno Athletics.
First base, number 7, Cameron DeMaria.
So Roman Rosales, who came very close last night to hitting a home run actually hit the top of the right center wall with the wind blowing in, but this time with a little bit drier conditions, that ball carrying well, and he drove it out of the ball yard, a no-doubter. 1-0 Athletics. Pitch now to Cameron DiMaria is in there for a strike 0-2 as Rife works quickly. Here's the 1-1 pitch in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, one strike, Rife wearing a bright red glove and a black pocket. 2-1, swung on and a bouncer to short. Up with it is Dingus. He fires the first in time to read, and there's two away. So, nice little bit of work there. By Rife, after allowing the solo home run, comes back and gets the ground out of DiMaria. Two away to bring up Cameron Bryant. Bryant, an uncommitted outfielder. First pitch swinging out in front. Bounces one down the third baseline and foul. 0-1 the count to the 6'2" right-hander. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Straight fastball to the outside corner to Bryant. No balls, two strikes. 1-0 Fresno Athletics in the top of the first. 0-2 pitch is swung on, lifted foul and out of play. Plenty of cars in the parking lot. And so we'll be on foul ball watch to see if there's going to be anyone in need of an extra show and shine. Here's the 0-2. Grounded up along third. Bouncer. Here's the throw across by Johnson and it gets away and holding it first after the error by Mason Johnson is Bryant. So for Mason Johnson, who did a good job of backhanding the ball, he planted his feet, but just overthrew his target. So for the Fresno Athletics, they are not done yet getting aboard via E5 already with a one-run lead to set up Aiden Perry. Here's the pitch to Perry. Left-hander takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for the Colt 45, is able to take care of business yesterday, winning 8-2. We're able to get six runs as the 1-0 pitch. No swing, says Anthony Ortiz. Two balls and no strikes to count. All three umpires, pretty local, and Anthony Ortiz among them. Was once the president of Foothill Little League, and he's done minor league baseball on occasion. 2-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike, two balls, and one strike to count. Bryant over at first with a pace and a half lead. Bryant not going. The 2-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. That changeup being flexed there by Rife. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's Rife. He'll set the 2-2 pitch and swung on and missed. For strike three, a tailing slider gets Aiden Perry for out number three to end the inning. Two strikeouts for Spencer Rife, but the Fresno Athletics get on the board first with a solo shot by Roman Rosales that leaves the right center wall. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do here as they trail the Fresno Athletics 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We got the sandbox sound machine. Home team, and they're here every Friday and Saturday night.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Navarro College, located in Corsicana, Texas, and known for actually its cheerleading program and its Netflix special on cheerleading, being one of the nationally ranked cheerleading programs in the country. So, yeah. That's Drake Dowd coming from a school whose top sports besides baseball is cheer. So for the Reading Colt 45's baseball, trying to cheer on the local team, trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first, and here is Drew Kotz to lead things off. The pitch to Kotz is swung on, flared into center field, under it though, very comfortably, making the catch is Blake DeMaria, and there's one away. And tonight's broadcast for the third base VIP Club Pavilion is Danny Day Allstate Agency, celebrating the opening of its new location in Anderson. They want to thank you for coming out to the ballgame and joining them in cheering on the Colt 45s. They are proud to support the Colt 45s, and we back the blue night as we all raise money for our local canine program. Don't forget to call Danny Day at Allstate, your auto and home insurance experts. Go Colt 45s. One strike now to Dusty Vela. Swings and misses for strike two, so lefty on lefty matchup. And let's see if the Colt 45s can solve the puzzle here. 0-2 after a quick fly out by Kotz. Here's the 0-2 hit. Swung on, grounded, just short. The throw to first in time. The ball was hit quickly up the middle, but over there to get it, making a good throw is Mike Rios, and there's two outs. So with two outs, now here is Kyle Norton, who has been enjoying his stay in Gwinnett, Georgia, since transferring from Lawson College. Takes on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1 the count. And for Norton, who played last year, was one of the big home run hitters, just talking about how going to Gwinnett was just one of the best choices that he's made. He's learned to become a more patient ball player and has enjoyed the South. Now down 0-2 to Drake Dowd. Dowd winds and delivers like clockwork. The 0-2 pitch on the outside corner. Strike three called. Down goes Norton, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s go down quietly. No runs, no hits. A strikeout from Drake Dowd. And at the end of one, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We will pull the ticket stop and breathe it up. The holder of this ticket wins $10,000 courtesy of members first impression. So hold on to those ticket stubs if you want to keep those around the good game. Also, if the Red Colt 45s throw out a player on the opposing team trying to steal a base, we will also pull another ticket number and award that person with a $50 certificate to members first credit. So don't throw away those things.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
There was a chance of thunderstorms and lightning in the forecast, but so far so good. The weather is cooperating. Pretty strong-sized crowd here at Tiger Field. Here's the 0-1 pitch slider on the outside corner there for a strike. And the count is 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, roller up along the third baseline, and foul. No balls and two strikes. As Reif looks to take care of Perry, the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed a strike three, and down goes Rios. Rios chasing the high fastball. Down he goes with one away. That will bring up Brandon Dodd. So again for Spencer Wright, who no matter what the situation is, you can really count on him to keep a cool and level head. Fastball missing outside for ball one, 1-0. 1-0 to Dodd. Fastball on the outside corner, just missing again. Steve Livernoy pinching his fingers, saying just a little away. 2-0 pitch. Fastball right there. So continuing to pelt that outside corner to Dodd. Trying to get him to maybe roll the second to Vela. 2-1 pitch is a slider that breaks out the dirt. And coming up empty for strike two is Dodd. Two balls and two strikes now with one out. 1-0 Colt 45s here in the top of the second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Wright. There's two outs, and again for Spencer Wright doing a good job of mixing up his pitches. Not overly fast, but when you can locate and then mix the change in the slider, two different styles of movement, it pays off in dividends. Now the pitch to Carlos Turcios swung on, fouled away, 0-1 the count. Reif wasting no time at all, like he's trying to hit happy hour. Takes a little high for ball one. One ball and one strike now. 1-1 on the outside corner, just missing low. Two balls and one strike. 2-1, change up on the outside corner there for a strike. So Wright working that fastball, change up and slider, that change up slightly dipping, and then the slider that comes across. 2-2 is high and away. So again, a man that likes to do a ton of reading. I'll have to ask him what book he's on. As the 3-2 pitch is taken up and away, up and in for ball four. So Turk draws the walk, and now here is Braden Byram. So Byram, using their very flashy look here, most of the players for the Colt 45s wearing the pants all the way down as the pitch is swung on, grounded slowly to right, and no, there's not three outs. Pitch was fouled away as the first base umpire said that it hit Byron while he was still in the box. So Byron with another chance to get a hit and possibly increase this lead for the Athletics. 0-1. Right. Byron wearing the high socks is swung on, and there's a high drive into deep left center. Falcon goes near the scoreboard, and it is gone! A two-run home run by Braden Byram, who hits a home run off of the Tiger Field scoreboard. It is now 3-0 Athletics. Oh, and a little bit of some banter and some smack talk afterward. Byram just crossed home plate, took a big hand with some dirt and rubbed dirt all over home plate and had a show of it. So things getting a little bit exciting here now with the Colverty Vibes trailing 3-0. So for Byram with a two-run home run and then adding some dirt to home plate to boot. And now here is Blake DeMarie who takes outside for ball one. We're going to see what happens here as the 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Colt 45 is down 3-0 here in the top of the second. 1-1 is high. So for Braden Byram from Dakota State University, 2-1 pitch is swung on, fouled back. Here's a 2-2 pitch, slider away for ball three. Three balls and two strikes, two out, top of the second. 3-0 Athletics. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded, up along first. Up with it is Reed. Takes care of business. Touches the bag for the third out. And that ends the inning, but not before the Athletics add two more runs on a two-run blast by Braden Byram that hits the Tiger Field scoreboard. Two runs on one hit. Nobody left, and at the end of 1.5, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 3-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the second inning we go with Brett Dingus to lead things off. He'll be followed by Giacomo Crosetti and then Mason Johnson. And so far the story right now is in the offensive outburst from the Fresno Athletics, who have scored three runs in the first two innings. The last pair of runs being scored on a two-run blast by Braden Byram. So for Byron, who originally played for the Sioux Falls Post in North Dakota. And so for the Colt 45s, looking to get some payback here a little bit. Down 3-0. Or excuse me. Check that. It'll be Hunter Reed to lead things off, then Dingus, and then Crosetti. So here's the pitch to Reed, who takes on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1 the count. And so for Reed, who just talked about how he went to such a big school in Plano, Texas, he had a graduating class of 1,500 kids. Man, that is a big school. And because it was so big, all he had to do was ever play baseball. I mean, I was talking to him and asking, well, wouldn't you want to play football with a 6'3" big frame like that as he swings and misses for strike two? One ball and two strikes are eaten. He said, nope. I was a baseball guy through and through. Here's the 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Talks about how he is very devoted to the Bible and the gospel and tries to attend as many church services as he can at First Baptist in Texarkana. 2-2 pitch is swung on and lifted to right field. That win, playing some fun with the ball, but able to run it down, make the catch as Byram, and there's one away. So Reed flies out to Byram, and with one out, now here's Brett Dinkins, four straight retired by Drake Dowd. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Owen won the count. Here's the 0-1 to Dingus. Fastball on the inside corner there for strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Fastball and a cutter there from Dowd. Dowd winds in, delivers. The 0-2 pitch is missed away. So for Dowd, he has a very unorthodox windup. He comes to his set. And then what he does is he fidgets down almost counter clockwise like a clock and then delivers. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung it up. Oh, it's hammered into right center. Four base hit. And that's going to get all the way to the warning track. Around first, heading into second with a stand-up double is Brett Dingus. So Dingus from Columbus, Georgia, having himself a fantastic start to the summer. And with a one-out double, the Colt 45 is trying to eat away at this deficit and will bring up Giacomo Prisetti. So Giacomo, who batted 295 this past season for the Knights, talked about his comfortability, being able to just play every day and work on his game. Takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, lefty on righty matchup, the lefty Dowd to the righty Prisetti. Dowd. He'll set. Take a look at second. The 0-1 pitch tails away for ball one. Coming out of his crouch is Carlos Turk and having a look over to Dingus. 1-1, Dingus at second. Bottom of the second, 3-0, Fresno Athletics. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. So for Dingus, trying to give something for Dowd to think about. Short lead over there at second, but still getting harried. But Aiden Perry, 2-1 pitch, misses just high for ball three. Or, excuse me, late strike there called. Two balls, two strikes. Late call there by Steve Livernois. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled at the net. Two balls, two strikes. And if you're not paying attention to that hand, you wouldn't know. As far as Livernois' call, but he is a hands. He is a hands guy. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's Dowd. Looks into Crosetti. The 2-2 pitch swung on, grounded to third, but the ball is bobbled. Quick throw to first. Nice scoop by Cameron DeMaria to dig it out of the dirt. And there's two away as holding it second is Dingus. So, with two outs, let's see what Mason Johnson can do. Went 2-for-4 yesterday, but none of his hits left the infield. He had a bunt single, a ball that literally went 2 feet past home plate. And then in his next at bat, after the bunt single in the sixth, came up with an infield roller in the seventh. So for Johnson right now, living large, you could say, trying to bring home Dingus with two outs in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball away and in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The wind and fire. The 2-0 is swung on and grounded to short. Opposite to Rios to throw to first. Nice scoop by Cameron DeMaria to make the third out. That is a 6'9" man with some soft hands and flexibility. Able to backhand scoop to throw in the dirt from Mike Rios for the third out, and that ends the inning. So for Rhett Dingus, who has himself a one-out double, but nobody able to cash him in. No runs, one hit, a man left, and at the end of two innings, the Reading Colt 45 trails the Fresno Athletics 2-0 here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's
530-222-1500.
I'm like, what is this? 5 minutes later, what is this?
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
How many third inning we go, and Roman Rosales led off with a first pitch single into left field, so the left-handed hitter aboard at first, and now here is Cameron DeMaria. DeMaria making a couple of nice scoops over at first, including two to end The bottom of the second takes the strike on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Soperipe, who's given up three runs, delivers the 1-1 pitch. That is away for ball two. Rife looking into the 6'9" man. 2-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. The throw, though, is high off the glove of Vela and into third safely. Is Rosales, and I think that is going to be charged to Vela. I mean, the throw was high, but it still hit Vela in the glove. Just didn't see it right. And into third goes Rosales. Cameron DiMaria aboard on the error at second base, and that will bring up Cameron Bryant. So for Bryant, here's the pitch, taken a little high for ball one. 1-1 and no strikes to count. Rice delivers the 0-1-0 pitch, is swung on and lifted into left field. Tracking the ball near the warning track, going back, and he dropped the ball. Dropping the ball is Thomas in to score. Is Rosales, and it's now 4-0 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. A very stunned crowd for this Colt 45 defense. That has been so solid. And again, that was, still should have made the catch, but not an exactly routine play, as that ball just continued to carry, and then just didn't take a good angle on it. So for Trey Thomas, feeling like a lonely man in left field, and for Rice, having to sort of look at things, and again, he is a man, again, who studies philosophy, very quiet, keeps a calm mindset at the mound, but right now for the Colt 45s, looking very shaky, trailing 4-0 after allowing two home runs, now a double, and two errors with no outs. Here's the pitch, taking in the dirt for ball. Mason Kazmian, throw over to second, back on the bag, is DiMaria. So for DiMaria, he is very flexible, and we're going to get timeout called as the bag gets readjusted. For Kazmian, one of the top defensive catchers in the CIF Northern Section this season, pretty solid hitter as well, but known for his defense, Neil, to pick off base stealers. 1-0 pitches bunted to the pitcher. Here's Ryan. Gets the lead runner, DiMaria, and there's one away. Smart baseball there by Spencer Ryan, getting the slow-footed Cameron DiMaria. And so Perry on the fielder's choice still reaches base. And now here is Mike Rio. So 4-0 Fresno Athletics, who, as for the Colt 45s, taking advantage of some hitches in and around the plate, staying disciplined, not swinging at anything bad. But for the Fresno Athletics, too, it was just a collapse in pitching during last night's game in that bottom of the sixth inning. Now for the Colt 45s, faced with some adversity, failing 4-0 in the top of the third. Here's a pitch in the dirt for ball one. Torrios quickly up with it and getting it back to his pitcher is Castingham. 1-1 and no strikes, and as for Castingham, his His mom, Samantha, worked over 20 years in education in Shasta County. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and skied into left center. Calling off his left fielder and making the catch is Crescetti, and there's two away. So for Crescetti, calling off Thomas with the catch for two outs, and now that will bring up Brendan Dodd. So two outs. Right. Delivers a slider in the dirt for ball one. And, man, just a quick beat. And if you were to take Mason Cassingham and try to put him into a hockey game as, like, a goalie or something, I think you'd like your chances. That kid is so quick moving left to right. 1-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Coming up empty is Dodd. So at second is Bryant. At first is Terry. 1-0 pitch, swung of that ball is stung into left center for a base hit. They're going to wave in Bryant. The throw home is cut off. An RBI single for Brendan Dodd, and it's now 5-0 Fresno Athletics.
Oh, yeah. That's
the first thing I saw. So, for Rice, having a bit of an off night pitching. Two outs, and again, that run is going to go as Bonner and Drew to the two errors. Pitch is a curveball taken outside for ball one. So one ball and no strikes to count to Turk. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted along the third baseline and foul and out of play. 320 down the line in left field, and then 358 in left center. 406 in dead center, and I was talking to the coaches earlier. If somebody hits a home run over the dead center wall, that person should win a stake no matter what team it is. A very deep ballpark, 370 in left center, and then 310 down the line in right field. Now one ball and two strikes to Turk. The 1-2 pitch is a slider. Swung on a miss for strike three, and down goes Turk, but not before the Fresno Athletics add two more runs. Led off by a double by Roman Rosales, a pair of errors at second and left field, and then an RBI single by Brendan Dodd that brought home Cameron Bryant. Two runs, two hits, two errors. A man left, and at the end of 2.5, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
And we are in the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45 is trying to figure out the puzzle of one Drake Dowd, who so far has given the Colt 45s all they can handle. Retired the first four hitters before a double by Brett Dingus. And so it'll be Trey Thomas looking for some vengeance after committing an error in the top of the third inning. He will go to work. And meanwhile, on Black Back the Blue Knight, law enforcement and first responders out and about enjoying a well-deserved night of baseball in their honor. And Homer the mascot having fun with the fans, leading the YMCA song with the Reading Pet Band, now known as the Sandlot Crew officially. Here's the pitch to Thomas, who takes on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. To Thomas. Dowd looking in. He'll wind and fire. Rotates his arms counterclockwise, and then there's a 0-1 pitch that's driven into right center for a base hit. Rounding first into second with a stand-up double is Trey Thomas. So if you want to make amends after making a mistake, that is how you do it. And so 5-0 hole for the Colverde Vibes, and now let's see what Mason Cunningham can do. The switch hitting catcher batting right-handed against the lefty Drake Dowd, trying to inject some life into the Colt 45s. Here's Dowd. The pitch is a fastball away upstairs and away for ball one. One ball and no strike. Dowd looking in, and he'll set. Wind in, deliver. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So one ball and one strike, and as we mentioned with Mason, whose mom was the Central Valley Athletic Director, will be moving to Texas, and haven't said where yet, but that's where Mason is going to go play his community college ball. 1-1 pitch is a changeup that is taken high for ball two. Here's Dowd. He'll wind and fire. The 2-1 pitch, straight fastball, blows it by Castingham. Pulling out of his shoes, took a big hack and came up empty. Now two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Trying to drive in Trey Thomas. It's 5-0. Fresno Athletics. A 2-2 pitch. Fastball is just missed low. Knees to the Cats. To a full count with Drew Kotz on deck. Here's Dowd. The 3-2 is a fastball taken up and away for ball four, and the Reading Colt 45s with runners at first and second will bring up Cotts. And a shout out to Drew Kotz's mom, who sent a very lovely email and listening all the way in Phoenix, Arizona, making sure that we have the correct pronunciation spelled K-A-A, excuse me, K-A-A, yep, got that right, T-Z, but it is cot, almost like a military bed, a cot, but it's cots. So 1-0 to cots. 1-0 pitch, Cotz gets the bunt down, but it's fouled away.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
he is, and that is a very slow and stoic walk, and Anderson arguing whether or not there was a balk on Dowd. So Anderson asking Ortiz and just getting a clarification, more of a calm dispute than an argument. And now after a timeout call by Bob Anderson, now we're going to have ourselves a timeout by the Fresno Athletics. So in football, you'd only have two left on each side. And so we'll see what happens here as the Fresno Athletics get some players warming up in the bullpen. Number 54, Anthony Hernandez from Porterville College. What is it that they are? Okay. So it looks like they're throwing a weighted black ball. So that, I guess that's kind of almost like a 2-pound shot put that they're using to warm up. But meanwhile, after the meet and greet is over, it's time to play some ball. 5-0 Fresno Athletics. Colt 45 trying to strike here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on way down to Mr. Seg, too, and Potts lost his bat as it hit the backstop. And for some young men thinking that they possibly had themselves a free souvenir or maybe a free bat. I think we had one bat during my 10-year broadcasting that has gone out of play. One ball and two strikes, though, to Kotz. 1-2, strike three called. Breaking changeup by Dowd takes care of Kotz, and there's two away. And so with one out, here is Dusty Vela. Caught now 0-2 on the night. Pitch to Vela, swung on, and there's a hard chopper up and into second. And no throw to first, so good little play there by Aiden Perry. Getting the quick force out 4-6 to Mike Rios. And so with runners at the corners, here is Kyle Norton as coming into the game to pinch run. That is going to be Kyle Dixon. So Kyle Dixon in to pinch run. And so let's see what Kyle Dixon can do. Originally from Shasta County, played his junior college baseball at Lassen College. And then this past season went to the NAIA World Series as a member of Georgia Gwinnett College. Two outs, throw over to first, quick tag, back on the bag. Beating it out is Vela. So Thomas at third. Vela at first. Pitch to Norton is waved out of Mr. Strike One. Breaking pitch, way out of the zone, and Norton went after it. 0-1, and for Norton, talked about his improved patience at the plate and how that's really helped him in his career. Another throw to first, back on the bag. Again is Vela. Thank you. Another sort of first. Quick tag in back on the bag is Vela. So Vela playing the cat and mouse game right now with the left-hander Dowd. Oh, one pitch, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Taking second, though, is Vela with the stolen base after the pitch in the dirt. So no balls and two strikes to count for Norton. Here is Dowd. Heel set. The 0-2 pitch swung on and a big bouncer to first to the big target, Cameron DeMaria, who touches first, and that ends the inning. So Norton grounds out, and so for the Colt 45s, they get a leadoff double by Trey Thomas and a walk from Casingham, but nothing to show for it. Two men left aboard, no runs, a hit, two left. And at the end of three innings, the Fresno Athletics lead the Reading Colt 45s 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the fourth inning in the Colt 45 trying to figure things out both offensively and defensively have committed two errors in this game. Two errors leading to two more Fresno Athletic runs in the top of the third. And now here comes public enemy number one, Braden Byram, to lead things off. Byram made a two-run home run, and in the process of hitting that two-run blast in the second inning, finished the play by running to home and then taking a big hunk of dirt and covering home plate in the dirt. So just a bit of showmanship from Byram. 1-0 pitch is waved out of miss for strike one. So one ball and one strike. The count to the very stoic Spencer Rice. 1-1 pitch, waved at a miss, and that's strike three, and down goes Byram, and Byram pointing to Rice and saying, yep, you got me, good pitching. Three strikes, three outs, and with one away, here is Blake DeMaria. Right, fastball swung on and missed for strike one. And so for Blake DeMaria, who gets to be tonight's beer batter after striking out in his first at bat. 0-1 pitch swung on and grounded softly to second. Up with it is Vela, throws the first, and there's two away. So two quick outs. And so now here's Roman Rosales. So Roman Rosales, 2-for-2, hit a solo home run and then doubled in the third inning. Grounds went up along the first base line and foul on one the count. Rice looking in, he'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch, fastball in the dirt, skips behind home plate for ball one. One ball and one strike, and the young man steals the foul ball away from Cameron DeMaria. That 6'9" first baseman hustled real hard to try to get the foul ball, and then young man steals it from him. 1-1 pitch. That ball was scorched through the glove under off of Vela, and that is going to be ruled as an error as Vela didn't react quickly in time, hit him in the glove, and reaching base for the third time this evening is Rosales. So three errors committed by the Colt 45s tonight, and now here's Cameron DiMaria, who is 0 for 2, reached on an error at second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is lined hard into left field for a base hit, and then the ball is mishandled by Trey Thomas and into third safely. Goes Rosales. So a single, and then the second error committed by Thomas. And so with two outs, it has been a frustrating night, to say the least, at least for Spencer Rive, who has gotten hardly any help from his defense, and now here is Cameron Bryant. The pitch to Bryant, slider on the outside corner there for a strike. So 0-1 the count, and again for Spencer Rive, says that in 10 years that he wants to be retired and living on an island in Greece. The 0-1 pitch, fastball there, meanwhile is on the outside corner for strike two. That's a good way to live. Get a finance degree, learn the stock market, and become a millionaire. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt. Nice play there by Cassingham, keeping the ball in front. And so, for the Colt 45s, trying to hold Rosales at third with DiMaria at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider, swung on, lifted into shallow left field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. In to score is Rosales, back-to-back singles for the Fresno Athletics, an RBI for Bryant, 6-0 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. Here's the pitch now to Aiden Perry, who takes inside for ball one. Mason Cassingham lost sight of the ball for a couple of seconds, but able to retrieve it is Rice. And so for Rice, with his defense having a thing of the goosies right now. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled at the plate off of the front foot of Perry, and that is going to sting. Going to stretch it on out. So, 1-2. Here's Rice. He winds in, delivers 1-2 pitch. Nice bit of hitting there by Perry as he swings and fouls the outside pitch away, getting enough of a piece to keep the at-bat going. 1-2, 2 out, 6-0, Fresno Athletics. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just off the plate. 2-2 now. Right. Looking in, and he'll fire. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to second. Up with it is Vela. Throws the first in time to Reed to get the third out, but not before the Fresno Athletics score another run. On an RBI single by by Cameron Bryan that brings home Roman Rosales. One run on one hit, two errors, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. The Fresno Athletics lead the Reading Colt 45s 6-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go as the Colt 45s look to figure things out, trailing 6-0. And for Blake Dowd, meanwhile, living in a pitcher's heaven right now, came in commanding the ball, throwing strikes, but then to top it all off with a 6-0 cushion. And now, here's Hunter Reed. Reed 0-for-1, fly out to right field in the second inning, and the first pitch is close, and there's a high drive into deep right center. Back he goes, through the wall, and gone! Reed with a first pitch fastball in his zone drives it over the right center wall for a home run, just what the doctor ordered for the Reading Colt 45s, needing some form of momentum, any kind of momentum, and the big fella from Plano, Texas delivers right there. And now here is Brett Dingus, who doubled and takes King on, swung on, and fouled away at the plate. Man, so for Hunter Reed, that is some big boy power to be able to drive that ball on the outside corner and then just able to clear the right center wall. So give or take, that's the between 345 feet to 360 right there. 0-1 pitch is taken low for ball one. And here's a fun little fact. So when you go to the games, there's actually grooves along the fence in left center, right center, and dead center. 0-1 pitch. Look at that ball is smoked into center field. Corbe said the Colt 45s must have figured something out, because Brett Dingus, after the home run, was able to turn one around on Dowd. And anyway, talking about those grooves, if it hits those grooves atop the wall, they are considered to be out of play in a home run. And now, here is Giacomo Crosetti, the pitch to Crosetti, fastball away. So now, for the Athletics, couple of arms getting loose right now as the Colt 45 has been able to score runs in big bunches. Their biggest inning came when they scored 8 against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. 1-0 pitch is outside. Throw to first and a blind tag by Di Maria. Back to the bag is Dingus. So it's 2 balls and no strikes. This game far from over. And now the Colt 45s trying to wave the momentum here on Back the Blue Knight. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball away. The throw to first. Back on the bag is Dingus. So the man from Columbus, Georgia, living dangerously. 3 balls, no strikes. That white jersey now covered in dirt. Huge lead there. Dingus not going. The 3-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball 4. And so just like that, with no up, the Reading Colt 45s looking to dig itself out of this deficit. First walk issued, or excuse me, the second walk, excuse me, issued by Dowd. Runners at first and second for Mason Johnson. And so for Johnson, the pride of Quartz Hill, California. Here's Dowd. Here's the pitch. Runner goes to third. The throw to third, not in time. A double steal executed as Dingus takes third, and rotating station to second is Crosetti. So for the Colt 45s, you got to still be thinking that they are still chewing on that home run that was hit by Byram back in the second inning. Here's the 0-1 Kidge, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Check swing, nose swing. So one ball and one strike. Dan Boutwell at first base and Anthony Ortiz over at second, the umpires. Now with runners at second and third. Here's Dowd to Johnson. 1-1 in the dirt for ball two. And so for Brett Dingus, able to steal third, and with a 2-1 count, now let's see what they do with Dowd. Dowd protecting a 6-1 lead, and all of a sudden the Colt 45s in their third rotation have figured something out, and I think one of those things is to lay off that slider in the dirt. A lot less given chase this time, and so for the Fresno Athletics coaches, chatting it up. Steve Livernoy there to break up the party. So two balls and one strike, and I believe that is number 9, Trey Williams from Reedley College, getting warmed up. Here's a 2-1 pitch, swung on, rolled up along the third baseline on green grass and foul. So for Mason Johnson, didn't see where the ball was. Two and two. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the right field line, slicing foul and into the visiting bullpen. So two balls, two strikes, a leadoff home run by Hunter Reed. Dingus able to reach on a hard single to center, and then a walk by Crosetti. Crosetti and then and Dingus were able to double steal, and that's where they are. Dingus at third, Crosetti at second. 6-1 Athletics. The 2-2 is swung on all the way again. And as the fans look on to see whose car gets beaten up, remember one time when I was living in Simi Valley, and for those of you Reading folks that don't know where that is, just take that map, check down by Ventura County, 2-2 pitch. Wow, that ball was ricocheted out. Oh, and hits the back of a pickup truck. Man, nearly took out the taillight, but we had a coach by the name of Seth Davis, who was a lawyer. Shout out to Seth Davis listening in Portland Hills. Got his front windshield and his back windshield broken. 2-2 pitch swung on. That ball is foul. right at the plate, barely getting a piece of the broken nacho right there. Talk about splintering it. Just getting a piece. So again, you know, just to mention that as far as the Tars is getting hit, that's just always a childhood memory of mine. Going to these fields out by Santa Susana Elementary. No parking at all. You just have to park on the street and hope for the best. You park close, you're in danger of foul ball. If you park far away, well, you have to walk. 2-2 bits. So there's another foul ball. Let's see where this one lands. Right in back of the Reading Library. You know, for all the foul balls that we've seen, I haven't seen a foul ball hit the Reading Library windows yet. I don't think that's, I'm not going to say it's improbable, but very hard. Here's the 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. Again, the ability to be disciplined, the ability to adjust, and now the Colt 45s are doing a better job in this third rotation of at-bats, not chasing that slider in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. Momentum starting to climb a little bit, but let's see what Johnson can do here. Now, the 3-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into right center. That's going to be caught in right. The throw home, not in time, as tagging and scoring is Dingus, and it's now 6-2 in favor of the Athletics. The Colt 45s continuing to dig and battle. A quality at bat and a sacrifice fly is Mason Johnson. Gets a barrage of high fives greeted in the dugout. And so now here is Trey Thomas. Trey Thomas, who was the first, or among the first to figure out the puzzle. First it was Dingus who doubled in the second inning, and then Trey Thomas doubled in the third. 6-2 in favor of the Fresno Athletics with one out in the bottom fourth. The pitch, fastball, down the middle for a strike. And so, for Crosetti, now the lone man out there on the base paths. 0-1 pitch, fastball on the outside corner for strike two. So no balls and two strikes now. For Thomas. Thomas, by way of Carson City, Nevada, now attends Antelope Valley College. Oh, two makes one line in the left field for a base hit. They're going to, oh, they should have sent Corsetti, but I don't think they realized that there was going to be a slight bobble in left by Roman Rosales, but I think this was a good hold up there. So Scott Dwyer putting the brakes on Crosetti, telling him to hold on, and you know what? I like the move. Don't want to risk it. Don't want to force a run home when your team is hitting a single into left by Trey Thomas, and now with Crosetti at third, here comes the 18-year-old, now graduated, and I feel old for saying this, Mason Cassingham. The pitch to Cassingham, a hip-high strike, and he shakes his head, doesn't like it. 0-1 the count, as Livernois has umpired many of Cassingham's games during his high school career. The 0-1 pitch, Cassingham swings, flies one down the right field line, slicing foul, and that's into the Fresno Athletics bullpen. No balls and two strikes now. Let's see what the 18-year-old can do with his team trailing 6-2 against the Fresno Athletics. Once trailed 6-0 before scratching home two here in the bottom half of the fourth. The 0-2 in the dirt. The ball skips away. Four races on. The throw room to Crosetti and got him. Nice play at by the catcher, Carlos Turk, to feed and then sweep tag by Dowd for the second out. That was just a good baseball play all the way around. The hustling by Crescetti, but just a beautiful underhand toss, and then Dowd just able to slide and move with the angle of the toss to make the second out. And so with two away. Crucial out for the A's. If you're the Colt 45s, you're kind of not feeling sorry for yourself, but thinking, man, that was an opportunity and you had to take it. It just didn't come.
We want to buy them to 50-50. We can deliver.
Two balls, two strikes, two out. Cassingham, a high drive in the right center. Coming down. And it's going to jam for the tip. And the score is Johnson. Two to the Mighty's lead in second. The score is third. The lead tie. The local Bleachers. How do you like that? Jim graduated, 18 years old, and what does he do with a 2-2 count with two outs? Drives the ball into right field for a sliding triple to bring home Trey Thomas, and it's now 6-3 as the Colt 45s have come up with three critical runs in the bottom of the fourth. And now here's Zucotti. Takes inside and high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Here's Dow. Rocks counterclockwise. Delivers a fastball that is up and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Mr. Fabulous giving out the tickets, and he says, if you want to come down, meet him in Brooklyn, meet him in the Bronx, meet him in Long Island, he's got raffle tickets for you. 3-0 now the count. Not sure why Mr. Fabulous, though, is wearing the opposition team's T-shirt. Oh, it's because it's autographed. What are you going to sell that for? 3-0 pitch. Oh yeah, which autograph is I guess we're doing an interview with Mr. Fabulous. Here's the 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. Yeah, Cameron DiMaria. All right, well that was a word from Mr. Fabulous. A local celebrity in these parts. He is a man in his late 50s and bringing the fun. One of the super fans. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball is high for ball four. Drew Cott's able to walk in the Colt 45s. Will send up their ninth hitter in Dusty Vela. And not sure what that was about, but now we have some banter going on between the catcher Carlos Turk. And so runners at the corners is as Kyle Dixon took the spot of Mason Cassingham as the courtesy runner at third. So it's Dixon at third, and at first it's Cox. To bring up Vela. Vela takes away for ball one. So for the Colt 45s, showing what it can do when dealing with some adversity. Once trailing 6-0, but now trail 6-3 with three runs coming across, all here in the bottom of the fourth. Back on the bag is Cotts. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball way upstairs. And that gave Mr. Vela a bit of a shave and some cream right there. Two balls and no strikes. Cox at first. 2-0. Swung into right field. 4-2. And Tyler Gibson to score. To third. Ghost pass on an RBI single by Jesse Vela and the 445 foul officially back in this one, putting up four runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And so for Drake Dowd, who looked like a boxer looking to deliver the first round knockout, well, fortunately for baseball, there is no such thing as a first round knockout. You have to play every inning, no clock, and just like that, for the Colt 45s, able to pick up on something. And again, I just think it wasn't necessarily the stuff. It wasn't the fastball. It was just laying off the slider in the dirt. And once they started to do that, the engines got moving. An RBI single for Vela, with Cox scoring. With Dixon scoring, Cox at third, and at first is Vela, and now taking down and away for ball one is Kyle Norton. 1-0. Down. Heel set. Throw quickly over the first. Back on the bag is Vela. And so if you're the Fresno Athletics, too, this is one of those times where you got to try to see, too, if Dowd can battle through some of his own adversity and get out of the inning. And I think that's why he is staying in there to continue to work. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the outside corner. Therefore, a strike, a little changeup to the lefty Norton. The pitch in the dirt for ball two, taking off for second and stealing second without a throw is Vela. Two balls and one strike. And so the inning continues. Kyle Norton, the ninth hitter to come to the plate in the inning. The Colt 45s runs down 6-0, now trailing 6-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1, down and in the dirt, outside for ball three. And you gotta figure if Dowd walks Norton, that is gonna do it for him. Very well could be his last batter in any case. Here's the 3-1, fastball, swung on and missed. Went right after Norton with a fastball to the inside part of the plate at the hips. Norton spun around, came up empty. Now a full count, 6-4 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. The 3-2, strike three called. And down goes Norton. And Norton frustrated as he walks back to the dugout. A nice outside corner pitch by Dowd freezes Norton to end the inning, but not before the Reading Colt 45s climb back into the ballgame, scoring four runs, capped off by an RBI triple by Reading local Mason Chasingham, and then another RBI single by Justin Vela, a home leadoff home run to start by Hunter Reed, and then a sacrifice fly by Mason Johnson. Four runs on five hits, a man left. And at the end of four innings, we have a good one, folks, here. And we're going to stay with you as we're in the top of the fifth. And there is a stranger loose. That stranger is trying to steal second base. And look who it is. It is Officer Duke to save the day. Officer Duke, he is on that man. The lone changer is in a pickle, and he is being taken down. Officer Duke, a beautiful, strong German Shepherd, taking a bite out of crime, and, oh, he's going to take another one out of him. He's not done yet. Duke wasn't happy yet. He had to finish the job. Now Duke has
North Valley Distributing
been released by Officer Yeagle, and that is Back the Blue Knight. All fun and games when the first responders are here and getting a round of applause is Mr. Canine Duke serving the community here in Reading. We'll take a brief break as you're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction market. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. We'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
We're back. Just pitch swung on and a diving catch made by Dingus to rob Aiden Perry of a base hit, and there's one away. Now here is the pitch. Excuse me, Mike Rios. And now here is Brandon Dodd, who takes inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes to count. So Mike Rios on a first pitch swing hit a line drive that will sink, and Brett Dingus was able to make a fantastic catch out of it. Now with one away, here's Brandon Dodd with a 2-2 count. Swung on, that ball is lifted on the infield. That is high. Under it, making the catch is Vela, and there's two away. So two quick outs for the Colt 45s. And now here is Carlos Turk. Here's a pitch taken. Here's the pitch. Fastball a little high for ball two. So two balls in, no strikes. As we look to find out who that man is, and I believe that might be Skyler Goddard. Here's Goddard. He winds in, fires. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Thank you. second one now. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Straight fastball down the middle for a strike to Turk. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 6-4 in favor of the Athletics. The Colt 45s scoring 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth as Turk able to foul the pitch away. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and a comebacker up with it, taking it himself, touching first is Kyle Dixon to end the inning. So a nice bit of work there from Kyle Dixon, the right-hander from Carlinville, Illinois, with the 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. And at the end of 4.5, we're halfway home, the Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 6-4 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Eric Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go, and the Sandlot crew playing Neil Diamond, getting Sweet Caroline going, and meanwhile we'll have ourselves a new pitcher, and it is a submariner by the name of Trey Williams from Reed Lee College. So for Trey, throwing sidearm, he brings that ball right at his hips, flips it up, and so the Colt 45 is going to try to adjust again to a new kind of movement in this game. And so glad. Join us.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, the Reds 45. First baseman, number 26, Hunter Lee.
So here is Hunter Reed, and he will lead things off. So last time Reed came up, he got the party started in the bottom of the fourth inning with a leadoff home run, and now looking to do some work against Trey Williams. Here's the pitch to Trey. He slides one in there for a strike. 0-1, and again, that sidearm style, he comes set. And then he turns his hips, drops that elbow, and is able to get movement and give the hips a different look. And now has Hunter Reed behind. No balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Again, taken away, so again, it's just a mixture of fast, slow, maybe so, inside, outside, and that's how it goes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 3. And down goes Reed. So Reed strikes out, and with one away, now here is Brett Dingus, who is having himself a fine day, both at the plate and on defense. Doubled in the second inning, singled in the fourth inning, and then made a diving catch to start the top of the fifth. And so for Dingus, looking to keep his strong day at the plate going, takes away for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0, swung on and fouled away. That went off of the mask of Carlos Turk. So Turk gonna get a standing 10, but he says he's okay, not bothered by the foul ball at all. So for Williams, looking to take care of Dingus. Dingus trying to put the crowd on its feet once again in what has been one of the more packed games of the year. 1-1, down goes the bunt by Dingus, and it is a view. The foot race is on, and there won't be a throw. Dingus is now 3-for-3 with a gorgeous infield bunt single. And for the Colt 45s, looking to cook up some more offense against the Athletics here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken high for ball one. 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There goes Dingus on a pitch. That's a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. Dingus steals second. Second stolen base of the night for Dingus. And so with the tying run at the plate, Frassetti against Williams. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. So you go from a left-hander who works off of his slider and, or excuse me, he works off of his fastball and changeup like Dowd, and then you go to somebody like Trey Williams, who it's all about change of speed and location. I mean, every pitcher is like that, but especially with the deceptiveness of the sidearm, the way the ball comes out, how it comes out a little bit, how it comes out much lower than the ball is, and look over the second. One ball and two strikes to count, one away, and baseball being played the way it was a year ago before MLB put in the new timing rules. 1-2 pitches, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Crissetti. And again, it's just the deception being used by Trey Williams. That fastball doesn't look like it's coming in hard, but when you're throwing across your body using the corners, and then you see a fastball, and you come away a little bit jarred. Two strikeouts, and now here is Mason Johnson, who hit a sacrifice fly to score one of the four runs in the bottom of the fourth. Takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes.